Page 505. Book 21. Chapter 1. How Sir Mordred presumed and took on him to be King of England, and would have married the Queen, his father's wife. As Sir Mordred was ruler of all England, he did do make letters as though that they came from beyond the sea, and the letters specified that King Arthur was slain in battle with Sir Launcelot. Wherefore Sir Mordred made a parliament and called the lords together, and there he made them to choose him king, and so was crowned at Canterbury, and held a feast there 15 days, and afterward he drew him unto Winchester, and there he took the Queen Guinevere, and said plainly that he would wed her, which was his uncle's wife and his father's wife. And so he made ready for the feast, and a day prefixed that they should be wedded, wherefore Queen Guinevere was passing heavy. But she durst not discover her heart, but spake fair, and agreed to Sir Mordred's will. Then she desired of Sir Mordred for to go to London, to buy all manner of things that longed unto the wedding. And because of her fair speech, Sir Mordred trusted her well enough, and gave her leave to go. And so when she came to London, she took the Tower of London, and suddenly, in all haste possible, she stuffed it with all manner of victual, and well garnished it with men, and so kept it. Then when Sir Mordred wist and understood how he was beguiled, he was passing wroth out of measure. And a short tale for to make, he went and laid a mighty siege about the Tower of London, and made many great assaults thereat, and threw many great engines unto them, and shot great guns. But all might not prevail Sir Mordred, for Queen Guinevere would never, for fair speech nor for foul, would never trust to come in his hands again. Page 506. Then came the Bishop of Canterbury, the which was a noble clerk and a holy man, and thus he said to Sir Mordred, "Sir, what will do? Will you first displease God, and sith and shame yourself and all knighthood? Is not King Arthur your uncle, no farther but your mother's brother? And on her himself King Arthur begat you, upon his own sister. Therefore, how may you wed your father's wife?" "Sir," said the noble clerk, "leave this opinion, or I shall curse you with book and bell and candle." "Do thou thy worst," said Sir Mordred. "Wit thou well I shall defy thee."
"Sir," said the bishop,
"and wit you well I shall not fear me to do that me ought to do. Also, where ye noise where my lord Arthur is slain, and that is not so, and therefore ye will make a foul work in this land."
"Peace, thou false priest," said Sir Mordred, "for an thou chafe me any more I shall make strike off thy head." So the bishop departed, and did the cursing in the most orgulist wise that might be done. And then Sir Mordred sought the Bishop of Canterbury for to have slain him. Then the bishop fled, and took part of his goods with him, and went nigh unto Glastonbury, and there he was as priest hermit in a chapel, and lived in poverty and in holy prayers, for well he understood that mischievous war was at hand. Then Sir Mordred sought on Queen Guinevere by letters and sons, and by fair means and foul means, for to have her to come out of the Tower of London. But all this availed not, for she answered him shortly, openly, and privily, that she had lever slay herself than to be married with him. In this sentence Sons is footnoted. Sons means messengers. Return to text. Then came word to Sir Mordred that King Arthur had raised the siege for Sir Launcelot, and he was coming homeward with a great host to be avenged upon Sir Mordred. Wherefore Sir Mordred made right writs to all the barony of this land, and much people drew to him. In this sentence, Sir Launcelot is note 1, return to text. For then was the common voice among them, that with Arthur was none other life but war and strife, and with Sir Mordred was great joy and bliss. Page 507. Thus was Sir Arthur depraved and evil said of, and many there were that King Arthur had made up of naught, and given them lands, might not then say him a good word. Lo, ye all Englishmen, see ye not what a mischief here was? For he that was the most king and knight of the world, and most loved the fellowship of noble knights, and by him they were all upholden, now might not these Englishmen hold them content with him? Lo, thus was the old custom and usage of this land. And also men say that we of this land have not yet lost, nay, forgotten, that custom and usage. Alas, this is a great default of us Englishmen, for there may nothing please us, no term. And so fared the people at that time. They were better pleased with Sir Mordred than they were with King Arthur, and much people drew unto Sir Mordred, and said they would abide with him for better and for worse. And so Sir Mordred drew with great host to Dover, for there he heard say that Sir Arthur would arrive, and so he thought to beat his own father from his lands. And the most part of all England held with Sir Mordred, the people were so newfangled. Chapter 2. How after that Sir Arthur had tidings, he returned and came to Dover, where Sir Mordred met him to let his landing, and of the death of Sir Gawain. And so, as Sir Mordred was at Dover with his host, there came King Arthur with a great navy of ships and galleys and carracks, and there was Sir Mordred ready awaiting upon his landage to let his own father to land up the land that he was king over. In this sentence, landage is footnoted. Landage means landing. Return to text. Then there was launching of great boats and small, and full of noble men of arms, and there was much slaughter of gentle knights, and many a full bold baron was laid full low on both parties. Page 508. But King Arthur was so courageous that there might no manner of knights let him to land, and his knights fiercely followed him, and so they landed Sir Mordred's and all his power, and put Sir Mordred aback, that he fled, and all his people. So when this battle was done, King Arthur let bury his people that were dead, and then was noble Sir Gawain found in a great boat, lying more than half dead. When Sir Arthur wist that Sir Gawain was laid so low, he went unto him, and there the king made sorrow out of measure, and took Sir Gawain in his arms, and thrice he there swooned. And then when he awaked, he said, "Alas, Sir Gawain, my sister's son, here now thou liest, the man in the world that I loved most, and now is my joy gone, for now my nephew, Sir Gawain, I will discover me unto your person. In Sir Lancelot and you I most had my joy and mine affiance, and now have I lost my joy of you both, wherefore all mine earthly joy is gone from me." In this sentence, affiance is footnoted. Affiance means trust. Return to text. "Mine uncle King Arthur," said Sir Gawain, "wit you well my death day is come, and all is through mine own hastiness and wilfulness, for I am smitten upon the old wound the which Sir Lancelot gave me, on the which I feel well I must die. And had Sir Lancelot been with you as he was, this unhappy war had never begun. And of all this I am causer, for Sir Lancelot and his blood, through their prowess, held all your cankered enemies in subjection and danger. And now," said Sir Gawain, "ye shall miss Sir Lancelot. But alas, I would not accord with him, and therefore," said Sir Gawain, "I pray you, fair uncle, that I may have paper, pen, and ink, that I may write to Sir Lancelot a seal with mine own hands." In this sentence, seal is footnoted. Seal means letter. Return to text. And then, when paper and ink was brought, then Gawain was set up weakly by King Arthur, for he was shriven a little to fore. And then he wrote thus, as the French book maketh mention. Page 509. "Unto Sir Lancelot, flower of all noble knights that ever I heard of or saw by my days, I, Sir Gawain, King Lot's son of Orkney, sister's son unto the noble King Arthur, send thee greeting, and let thee have knowledge that the 10th day of May I was smitten upon the old wound that thou gavest me afore the city of Benwick, and through the same wound that thou gavest me I am come to my death day. And I will that all the world wit that I, Sir Gawain, knight of the Table Round, sought my death, and not through thy deserving, but it was mine own seeking. Wherefore I beseech thee, Sir Lancelot, to return again unto this realm and see my tomb and pray some prayer, more or less, for my soul. And this same day that I wrote this seal, I was hurt to the death in the same wound the which I had of thy hand, Sir Lancelot, for of a more nobler man might I not be slain. Also, Sir Lancelot, for all the love that ever was betwixt us, make no tarrying, but come over the sea in all haste, that thou mayst with thy noble knights rescue that noble king that made thee knight, that is my lord Arthur, for he is full straitly bestad with a false traitor, that is my half-brother, Sir Mordred. And he hath let crown him king, and would have wedded my lady Queen Guinevere, and so had he done, had she not put herself in the Tower of London. And so the 10th day of May last passed, my lord Arthur and we all landed upon them at Dover, and there we put that false traitor, Sir Mordred, to flight, and there it misfortuned me to be stricken upon thy stroke, and at the date of this letter was written, but 2 hours and a half afore my death, written with mine own hand, and so subscribed with part of my heart's blood. And I require thee, most famous knight of the world, that thou wilt see my tomb. And then Sir Gawain wept, and King Arthur wept, and then they swooned both. And when they awaked both, the king made Sir Gawain to receive his Saviour. And then Sir Gawain prayed the king for to send for Sir Lancelot, and to cherish him above all other knights. And so at the hour of noon Sir Gawain yielded up the spirit, and then the king let inter him in a chapel within Dover Castle. And there yet all men may see the skull of him, and the same wound is seen that Sir Lancelot gave him in battle. Page 510. Then was it told the king that Sir Mordred had pitched a new field upon Barham Down, and upon the morn the king rode thither to him, and there was a great battle betwixt them, and much people was slain on both parties. But at the last Sir Arthur's party stood best, and Sir Mordred and his party fled unto Canterbury. Chapter 3. How after Sir Gawain's ghost appeared to King Arthur and warned him that he should not fight that day. And then the king let search all the towns for his knights that were slain, and interred them, and salved them with soft salves that so sore were wounded. Then much people drew unto King Arthur, and then they said that Sir Mordred warred upon King Arthur with wrong. And then King Arthur drew him with his host down by the seaside westward toward Salisbury. And there was a day assigned betwixt King Arthur and Sir Mordred, that they should meet upon a down beside Salisbury, not far from the seaside. And this day was assigned on a Monday after Trinity Sunday, whereof King Arthur was passing glad that he might be avenged upon Sir Mordred. Then Sir Mordred arrayed much people about London, for they of Kent, Sussex, and Surrey, Essex, and of Suffolk, and of Norfolk, held the most part with Sir Mordred, and many a full noble knight drew unto Sir Mordred and to the king, but they loved Sir Lancelot, drew unto Sir Mordred. So upon Trinity Sunday at night King Arthur dreamed a wonderful dream, and that was this, that him seemed he sat upon a chafflet in a chair, and the chair was fast to a wheel, and thereupon sat King Arthur in the richest cloth of gold that might be made. In this sentence, chafflet is footnoted. Chafflet means platform. Return to text.